Turn to Colossians 2:15, would you? Let's talk about Satan's defeat one more time. Colossians 2:15. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he, Jesus, made a show of those principalities and powers openly, triumphing over them in his death, burial, and resurrection. The word spoiled is not used as we would use it. It means actually to bring to nothing. You know, if I send you to the store with a long list of supplies that I need and give you no money, I brought you to nothing. You're going to be helpless. And Satan is helpless because he was brought to nothing. He was brought down by the glory of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, the power of the living God. After 3 days and three nights, Jesus defeated him and rose up triumphant. He said it was an open show. That means everybody in heaven, earth, and hell knew that he had been defeated. The thing you need to remember is he was defeated for you. And when Satan has wiles or strategies or schemes against you or your household, you need to know that he's just trying to make an inroad into your life, but you can stand successfully against him. He cannot be successful against you. Now, here's the scheme. He has no legal right in your life. He has no legal right. He has no moral right. He has been defeated. He's deceptive. It says in Revelation chapter 12, he deceives the whole world. When you're deceived, you think you have the truth, but you don't. He tries to deceive you to get an inroad into your life in order to take you down and to take your family down. His objective is always to kill, steal, and destroy. In Jesus' ministry, when they brought the young lad that had the seizures to the disciples and they could not cast him out and they brought him to Jesus, Jesus said he was possessed and a demon had tried to destroy him. And that's always Satan's objective, to take more and more control of your life and to destroy you and destroy your household. But you need to know he has no legal right there. You have no legal standing at my house. When you come, you knock on my door. If I let you in, if I don't let you in, you have no legal right to come in. You would have to break in and then I'd call the police on you. Because you don't have legal standing there. Satan has no legal standing. You are born of God. You're in the kingdom of God. He has no right to you. No rights whatsoever. Now we yield to him, and we yield him through our mind most of the time. He places some thought in our mind. We begin to ponder and meditate on that thought, and then he finds a way to inch into our life through that thought. You need to recognize the thought of God and the thought of the devil. Cast down the imaginations that come that are not of God, and to stand firmly in the word of the living God. Satan has to have a way in. Now we look at Ephesians chapter 6. He's been spoiled. The word stripped is used by some translators. It means he has no armor, no equipment. He's a liar and the father of lies. He's fast-tongued and he speaks fast, speaks deceptively. In order to get you to hear what he's saying and come into agreement with him. Well, we do that so much we don't recognize that we're coming to agreement. You say, I think I'm catching a cold. I would rather say I think I'm catching healing here than catching a cold. So I don't know what we're ever going to do. We don't have any. We've never had any. Well, you know my family, how things always go. And we step right into, with our mouth and with our thoughts, into the kingdom of Satan, into the darkness. You know, we travel overseas. We have to adhere to the rules and laws of that land. In Russia, you don't take photographs in certain locations. And if you do, they will get you. And you don't take roads and bridges and transportation systems. And one time Wayne was taking a picture of a flower shop. They have these beautiful kiosks, the most magnificent flowers. And I don't know where they come from because it's too cold there to grow flowers. And I know they have greenhouses. They grow lettuce in greenhouses, so maybe the flowers came from greenhouses. But they are absolutely phenomenally gorgeous. And he's just taking a picture of the flowers for me. And the lady started waving and hollering. And I mean, she saw that camera, and they kind of panic where cameras are concerned because there's some strict laws about cameras in Russia. Well, when I go to Russia, we're very careful with the camera. Wayne almost got in trouble twice, one taking flowers and one taking a bear. Well, we haven't seen the whole list of what's prohibited, but obviously we made the people nervous with our camera. We have to adhere to their law because, in part, you're beyond the reach of the government of the United States of America. Now, when you step into the kingdom of darkness by listening to what Satan had to say, by hearing to what he had to say, by digesting his thoughts and repeating his thoughts, you stepped into the darkness. You're a child of light. It's just supposed to walk in the day. So you don't want to be in the darkness. You don't want to be where Satan is, where he rules and where he reigns. He rules the darkness, and with our mouth, sometimes we step into the darkness. Now look at Ephesians 6. We wrestle not, verse 12, against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We said Satan's group varies in rank and power. They are kind of militant in organization, and you can see the different